welcome to Sonya Podcast. I swear, 2024? Oh my God. So this is my celebrity podcast. I'm just going to run it down like how I felt about everything, because I know I seen the emails everyone was asking like, Sonya, why you're not on? You haven't been on for a while. What did you think about this? What you think about that? And I was looking on social media and, you know, people was talking. So I'm going to run down how I felt about all of what I heard of 2024. Cat had us all just with our mouths dropped to the floor. Because Cat came out. He came out with shocking truth, allegedly, where we were looking at everyone like, what? And I love Cat Williams. Like, I love Cat Williams. I love his comedy. I think he's funny. I love the movies he play in. I think he's hilarious. The Nicki Megan thing. I was so disappointed in Nicki, especially when she made that dissent tape talking about Megan's mother, you know. And I like most of Nicki's music when she was, you know, most of her music at the time. I like Meg music too, but I like Meg as a person. And I was proud of Meg, how she handled it. You know, I don't know. You know, everybody was looking at Nicki like, Nicki, what is going on, girl? You know, why are you saying these things? These are not nice things to say. When Kevin Hart's wife was speaking, I was totally with her when she said, you know, she's going to make her coins regardless of what. And I was like, yes, go make your coins, because that's what you're going to do. That's what you need to do. So it's with Cat Williams, you know, and people was like, oh, she's betraying Kevin Hart. Listen, she was not betraying Kevin Hart at all. At the end of the day, most people are going to make money how they make money. And a lot of y'all be sitting with your enemies smiling and laughing. But when this money is involved, nobody cares who the enemies are. They care if it comes down to them hurting them. But they don't care if it comes down to them sitting with them trying to make as much money as they want to make. That's how I felt about that one. Y'all know I spoke on the Taraji P. Henderson thing, you know. Like I said before, I love Taraji, and I was glad she got what she deserved. I was disappointed in Oprah in not giving, you know, at first, not more so of her, because she wasn't the actual production of Color Purple. But no, I'll take that back. Oprah is the actual production of Color Purple and other people. But she should have made sure that when those women came to set, that everything was on set for them and everything was settled, you know, right for them. Monique, like I told y'all before, I love Monique. I love her comedy. And, you know, she came out on the Shay Shay and she said what she said. And a lot of people, you know, disagree, and some people agree. So we want to say we agree to disagree. Now, they back with Roc Nation and Nicki with the Grammy. They trying to blame that on Roc Nation causing Nicki not to win the Grammy. I don't know, allegedly. I don't know how true that is. But I just feel like it was a lot going on with the celebrities, a lot. And 2024, it done woke most of our eyes up. Like, okay, this is a lot that was going on. How I felt about everything, I just felt like in this time and phase of life, I think people wants to tell their truth. So I think when Kat came out, Kat like, listen, I'm going to tell the truth, whether y'all like it or not. And if you disagree, then let me know. Come and tell me you disagree. The little back and forth with D.L. Hughley and Monique, I don't know. I don't quite understand. Why is it? Because they both comedians. And I just felt like, you know, it could be what it was. I did like the interview where Charlamagne apologized to Monique. And then she responded saying, you know, how she accepted her and her husband, and how Sheila, what's her name? Jess. So I did like that interview. The Super Bowl, they got the social media is over here going on about Alicia Keys, which look amazing. I have to say, my girl was wearing that red jumpsuit. Usher still look amazing for his age. Like, he still, his body, he still look like Usher. How they made the thing, and then Switch Beats came and said that they was not gonna, he was not taking no negativity, only positivity. Me personally, I felt like they was just having a good time. They old friends. They did a great job singing My Boo. And they was just having a wonderful time together. That's how I felt. Like, you know, they was having a, she was like, I'm with an old friend of mine's. And they like, she's married. How is she enjoying his arms around her? And you see how she's laughing. To me, that's just two old friends having a good time. Like, we are old friends. We're just having a good time. People just always want to read into something that's really not there. You know, I can be with one of my old friends that I see and get hugs. And, you know, we laugh and joke. Just because he's a male does not mean that I'm just going to up and leave my man and be with him. That just means that we have great friendship. And we just like seeing each other when we see each other. I have a friend. Every time he sees me, it's like he has never seen me for a day in his life. Because the first thing he says is like, I haven't seen you in a long time. Oh, you're so beautiful. You look so nice. And he'll just go and give me a hug. And I'll be like, okay, thank you. And that's just how that goes. So I don't know why people was reading more into that than they should have been. And I don't know, Switch Beats, to be honest. I don't think you should even comment on it. I think you should have just let the... A lot of times I always say this. If you don't respond to a lot of things, it will go away. If you respond to certain things, they will drag it till the end. Because Twitter just sat here and had all these comments and, oh, this is... Had the Will Smith... Talking about this is what Switch Beats was with the Will Smith when he smacked Chris Rock. Then they had the most, they had that other video that I did not approve of where in, I don't know which Madea movie it is, where the husband, when the wife came in with her friends, he beat the mess out of her. They was like, oh, this is what Swift did to Alicia. Like, you know, they was doing the most. Some of it was, to me, some of it was like, had me shaking my head like, I don't think he should have responded. I think he should have just left that alone, and he know what he got, and he know if his wife loved him, and he know that they've been together for so long, so he should know that their marriage is secure. Or if not, you know, I don't just think you should address a lot of things. A lot of things you should just let be. But that was my take on the celebrity news. Like, Nikki, my darling. Sweet Nikki, you need to go to counseling. Because it's like you angry. You just angry. But I did like the fact that you didn't respond to the Grammys thing. And I think that's the road you should take with everybody. Is that when you see or hear something that you don't approve of, you don't need to always respond to it. And the reason why I'm saying this, because I too was an angry person. I too wanted to respond to everything. I too wanted to fight. Once you learn that that takes energy, that's not something you should want to do all the time. Once you learn to be in harmony with yourself and at peace with you, then you realize that the people around you have no effect on you. So you more likely humble yourself and you be like, oh, you don't have no effect on me. So you can say what you want to say, you can do what you want to do as long as you don't touch me. And that's how I think you should look at it, Nikki. Like, look at it like that and get into counseling, because you do have a lot of anger. And I understand that anger, because it's like everyone's attacking me. Everyone is always attacking me. But, you know, because I used to feel that way, like everyone is attacking me. Everyone's all, and I had my therapist said to me, like, why are you allowing them to attack you? Why are you allowing to respond to everything someone says to you? You are allowing this. So you're allowing them to take away your power. So you need to get back your power. So I took out my power, and I don't allow people to get me to where I'm I'm just outlashing and ready to fight everyone. So that's just my advice for you, Nikki. But that's all I had to say on Celebrity Podcast. Please give it a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify, iHeart, wherever you listen to your podcast. Please share. You could comment here, SB766752. But you know what? Before we go, I'm going to let y'all hear something from my sponsors. Give me a minute. Give me 1 second. Yes, I mean, you know, I always hate to see them going back and forth, especially like Nikki and like the, what you call it? Where they are actually going back and forth. So I call them the rap girls. Like, y'all girls, y'all don't need to go back and forth. Like, half of the stuff is just nonsense. It's like really nonsense. Y'all are great at y'all craft. And y'all have to see that everyone is great at their craft. Everyone is different. You know, even though y'all all rappers, but y'all all different. Because for my sponsors. Y'all all are different. Y'all all do things different. And y'all have to see it like that. Like, we're all different. We all do things different. And that's what I needed y'all to see as rappers, you know. My favorite rappers back when I liked it rap was Salt and Pepper. You know, I never seen Salt and Pepper go up against anyone. Queen Latifah, when she did UNITY, like, they never went up against anyone. Then when Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown came, they always unique in their own way. Then now you got Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, Megan. You know, all y'all unique in y'all own way. So, ladies, I just think y'all all need to just do what y'all do. Because at the end of the day, we're not going to stop listening to your music. That's just not what happens. Nikki, Little Piggy was my favorite song by you. So I'm not going to stop listening to that. Meg, I got favorite songs to you, by you. I'm not going to stop listening to my favorite song by you. Cardi, I got favorite songs by you. I'm not going to stop listening. My old school rappers, I got favorite songs by them. Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, Salt and Pepper, Queen Latifah, MC Light. Like, I'm not gonna just stop listening to these songs because these people are beefing. What I like is what I like. And I think what most of us, as part of loving what y'all do, is that we're not gonna be on one side. We're gonna keep listening to the music and like what we like. But that's all I had to say. So you can go to my website, http://wordpresses.com. Follow me at soin.ia975 on Instagram, soin.sandowers, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest. Follow my son Sounds on Instagram. He got an album out on Apple, Spotify, TJVUCLAIN, Kings Flex in New York, Female Reform. Miss Carr does her affirmations every day. And y'all have a blessed night.